Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is our monthly Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month, healing service. Pastor Rose is with me.
Hello. Good evening.
We are
First Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life.
I will never be the same. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. This is our miracle healing service, the last Wednesday of every month. Pastor Rose, why don't you
open
in prayer?
Today is April the 26th, Wednesday evening, healing service. We welcome you.
Amen.
To our services, another day of living in the light of God's word. Let's begin with our prayer.
Amen. This is our healing service for Wednesday, April the 26th, 2023.
Thank you, Father. Lord, we just love you, Father. We thank you, Father, for every listener that's listening to this message that has come to the filling station, Father, the booth, the camp booth, and everything that we would ever need, Father God. They come expecting healing for their bodies, and we thank you, Father, that the Word, the eternal living Word living on the inside, will bring forth the manifestation of their healing, Father. And we just want to say thank you for your presence that lives and abides in us forever and ever. Amen, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Rose and I, our elders, Brother Andrew, we have a very special announcement. We're going to start our in-person services on Sunday, May the 7th. Already it's close to, a week away from now. Sunday, May the 7th at the Baca Center, where we had our anniversary in December. It's at the Round Rock Community Center. It's called the Baca Center. Sunday, May the 7th at 2 p.m. Amen. So we'll be repeating that for the rest of the week, and we'll announce the same thing at the end of our service. Again, Pastor Rose and I want to invite you. This is our Divine Healing Service. Extraordinary supernatural miracles still exist if you can believe they do. Do you believe this morning? Do you believe that our Jesus is still in the miracle working business?
Amen.
God, our Heavenly Father, He does the impossible. But the impossible becomes possible when we believe it. Amen.
Amen.
Let me take a side journey real quick here. I've been getting all kinds of things in the mail. But R-U-A-C-H, Roush, I got this Roush, and I looked it up what it means, and it's a Jewish word that means wind, spirit, and God's breath. There is so much confirmation where the Lord is leading us. And if you're listening to us, if you're a member of First Kingdom Family Church, if you're our supporter, this is where God is leading us. For us to see beyond our eyes, to hear beyond our ears, Jesus is coming back, and He's going to come back for those that are ready for Him, not those that are going to get ready, but those that are ready. And then Brother Hagin's newsletter from Rhema this month, he prophesied before he had his comb going that graduates, he said, you are a part of the army that will bring the King back.
Hallelujah.
Do you remember the question for last Sunday? I said, what did Jesus represent when He came into Jerusalem? The King. He represented the King of God. Amen. So these are confirmations. And if you're listening to us this evening, you're in the right place with the right people doing the right thing. And you come expecting and you'll receive the right thing. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. I used to wonder about this because it says, we cry Abba. We cry Abba, Father. And I looked up the word Abba, and it means daddy. Can you imagine an intimate relationship with the God of creation?
Amen.
And we get the blessing, we get the honor to call Him Father.
Mm-hmm.
And then daddy, that's how intimate our relationship with Him. So I looked up the word Abba, and it means daddy. It's showing respect, showing His authority, and our willingness to obey.
Amen.
Do you call our Father Abba? Do you call Him Daddy this evening? Pastor Rose, do you have something?
The Lord will show me a child that is just born, and is barely learning to talk, and they go dada or daddy because they're so innocent, they can't do anything apart from their parents. They depend totally on their parents to do everything for them. Hey. So guess what? Don't feel bad that you depend on God. You need to. You need to trust, rely, and cling on to Him, because that's what He wants us to do. But we do our part, and He already did His.
We need to trust Him. That's what our Daily Bread scripture for April is. Nahum 1:7. Nahum 1:7 for the whole month of April. The Lord is good. He is a refuge, a strong tower in times of trouble.
Amen.
He cares for those who trust Him.
Amen.
That's what Proverbs 3:5 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Again, this is our healing service for Wednesday, April the 26th. When Jesus walked on this earth, people said, we've never seen miracles like this in Israel.
Amen.
We've never seen miracles. I mean, Jesus came and He changed the world.
Yes.
He changed the world.
Yes, He did.
Matthew 28:19, Jesus said, all authority is given unto me. Amen. Ephesians 1:19 says, exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe.
Amen.
So our spiritual authority this evening is based on our union with Jesus Christ. Burden removing, yoke destroying, divine power of the living God. Jesus Christ has given us authority in our healing service tonight. 1 Peter 2:24, by His wounds you are healed. Jesus, you, and FHK, it's a relationship.
Yes.
Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door. If anyone opens it, I will come in and have fellowship with you. That's you and us tonight. You, Pastor Rose, and I. Jesus and you, salvation, baptism, deliverance, regeneration, and Jesus in you, healing.
Yes, hallelujah.
In Matthew 4:23, it says, Jesus went about healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
among the people, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, Pastor Rose opened in prayer and said, you come expecting, expect to be healed. Expect to receive your miracle healing tonight. Let me give you an example. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 to 31, Matthew 9:27-31, we see two blind men. And Jesus asks them, do you believe I have the power to heal your eyes?
Yes, hallelujah.
They came expecting, do you believe I have the power to heal your eyes? And they said, yes, Lord, we believe. We believe. Just like Jesus' first miracle in the wedding at Canaan, the servants believed. They believed that He was going to turn the water into wine.
Yes.
These two blind men, they expected to be healed. And this is what Jesus says in Matthew 9:27-31. You will have what your faith expects.
Amen.
Tonight, you will have what your faith expects.
Hallelujah.
Are you expecting to receive healing?
Amen.
Jesus, the Anointed One, our Savior, our Deliverer, and our Healer, was amazed. He was amazed three times. One, the centurion's faith. You know the story. Number two, the lady with the crumbs on the floor. You know the story. But the third time Jesus was amazed, but was because of their unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
He could do no mighty works there. He was amazed, unbelief. They weren't expecting. They weren't expecting anything from Jesus. So guess what? They got what they expected. Nothing. They didn't expect anything, so they got nothing. Yes.
Right now, Lord, you're saying that someone right now is getting healed of plantar fasciitis on their left foot. In the name of Jesus, we speak to it and we say, get off of that person. Get off of me right now. I call you healed and made whole. Receive your healing right now. No more pain. You receive that from the doctor or you've had it before and it has tried to come back, but the Lord said, no, it can't. You stop it and say, no, you don't, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive your healing right now.
In Amen. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You came expecting, now receive. Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is. Now faith is. It's present right now. And what is faith? Faith is believing. It's a process that brings us to faith. Believing, it brings us to faith. And faith means we're completely convinced that we have it. Amen. It's mine now.
Yes.
These two blind men, the same faith that these two men had to expect and to receive, the same healing power is available to us believers tonight. Amen. By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Abundant life. Pastor Rose, give us the definition of John 10:10.
The over the top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. God says the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you the abundant life.
The
over the top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God here on earth. We're not going to need that in heaven.
No. Nope.
It's already provided. We need it here because we're on this earth, and God has an assignment and a race and a plan and a destiny for us to fulfill.
The abundant life.
Yes, we can have it now here on this earth.
This isn't scriptural. This is just me. But I believe that if Jesus is disappointed in anything that he came to do, mm-hmm. it's that we believers suffer needlessly.
Yeah.
We don't take advantage of everything that was purchased yes. for us at Calvary. I mean, the abundant life.
Amen.
We have a great life, church.
Hallelujah.
We have a great life. And it's not just because our bills are paid, because we have a nice house or not. We have the abundant life because we have Christ in us. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Amen.
The abundant life.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are this evening. It doesn't matter where you are this evening. Expect to receive your healing. And with your healing, be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. Be thankful tonight. Amen.
Yes, the overflowing life of God. Amen.
Amen.
Coming out of our bodies.
Excessive.
He's the healer. He lives in us. And don't let any symptoms try to get in and stay. You kick them out. Our house is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Abundant life. We believe that the grace, the divine power of God's healing power.
Yes.
That's a grace that gives us healing tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Because of Jesus Christ, because of his sacrifice yes. for us, because of what he purchased for us at Calvary, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, we are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This evening, Jesus qualifies us. He qualifies us tonight. He qualifies you for healing. And Jesus gives it to you, so tonight you can receive it.
Amen.
The healing anointing is present.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God's ability and his authority. Luke 5:17, the power of God is present to heal.
Amen.
The power of Jesus Christ Almighty.
Yes.
And it's nothing that we do, but he has anointed us. He has anointed. The gospel is 2,000 years old. God anointed the prophets anointed the people, and now the same thing, we don't need prophets, but they're still available, and God anoints the prophets, he anoints ministers. Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, when we graduated from Rhema Bible Training Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1994, he laid hands on Pastor Rose and I, and he anointed us, and now we read, here it is 29 years later, that graduates will have a part in ushering in the return of the King.
Amen.
So Brother Hagin was anointed. He anointed us. And it's because of the blood of Christ that we're anointed tonight. The power of the Lord is present to heal. You come expecting.
Yes.
And now just receive it. The impossible becomes possible when we believe.
Yes. This was Monday. You were having pain. on your heart, and you start getting into fear, and you're saying, oh no, I'm not getting a heart attack, am I? And you start getting a little bit of pain. And I started praying for that person. I don't know who you are. And you thought, maybe there's a blockage in my artery or something. And as I prayed, I released the healing power to go forth. So the Lord says, just remember that you were having this pain and it went away because somebody was praying for you. So Father, for that person, Father, that you've healed their heart, Father, we thank you so much. We bless them, Father, and they continue to stand in faith. And if that pain tries to come, they said, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, we command every artery, vein, and blood vessel to function perfectly normally. Any blockage, any cholesterol is removed, dissolved, and eradicated from their arteries and from their heart in the name of Jesus. And Father, that person that's been having tooth pain on the left tooth, on the upper left tooth by the eye tooth, we command that pain to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we command your gums to be healed in Jesus' name. And there was one too on your right, on the back of one of your molars in the back. There was pain. We command that pain to leave now in the name of Jesus. Just lay your hands on the right side of your mouth, on your cheek, and say, I am healed. I will not take this pain. You cannot put it on me. And that's it. Pick up your weapon, Satan, and leave me now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord's given me two different things. Number one is legs. Somebody is having weak legs. You know, you don't move as fast as you used to. And the Lord said, you're doing exercises, and those exercises are making you weaker. So the answer is, you need to trust the Lord. You're trusting more in the exercises than you are in the Lord. You need to trust the Lord. In your weakness, He is your strength. And the Scripture says He is our strength in our weakness. But you're putting your weakness first, trying to do exercises. And the Lord said, no, 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 you need to trust me. I work better than exercises. That's one, the legs. Trust the Lord. Just trust the Lord. If He tells you not to do exercises, don't do exercises. If you're doing exercises, maybe you're doing too many.
Yeah.
You need to trust the Lord. He'll tell you what to do, hallelujah, how much to do, when to do it, or when to stop.
Thank you, Lord.
The other one is, you know, I have the remote control in my hand, and whenever it seems like so many commercials have to do with medication. And the weathermen it's like fear mongers. They just, everything's about fear. It could be a beautiful day today. Yeah, but tomorrow, severe. It could be. It might be. It might be severe. If the weather's good for 2 or 3 days, yeah, but next week. So what we've been noticing that they're pumping fear about allergies, and this is this season, and this is your season. And
nope.
Listen, we don't have to settle for what the world gives, what the world dishes out. Our Heavenly Father can take care of allergies better than any medication.
Thank you.
But what happens is we trust in the medication more than we do the Lord. I'm not saying don't take medication. I'm not saying don't take vitamins. But don't put your trust in them. Pray for the right effect, no side effects. Right effects, no side effects. Medicine is good for us, mm-hmm, but we need to trust the healer first.
Yes, Lord.
And do you understand what I'm saying? We put our trust in medicine. You know, you've got symptoms, and right away we pop a pill. We need to trust the Lord before we do medicine. I don't want you to think that I'm not against medicine. I'm not.
No.
I'm for you trusting Jesus, the healer, more than anything else.
Can I give him a little story?
Yes, please.
I remember my friend, one of my friends, she used to work for a pastor. She was the administrator. And she walked into the office of the pastor, and he goes, what's the matter? And she goes, oh, I have such a bad headache. And he goes, well, take an aspirin. What do you mean, take an aspirin? I'm believing God. He goes, you can believe God and take an aspirin at the same time, and the manifestation will come faster. You know what? Don't let the enemy lie to you and say, oh, if you take medicine, You're not believing God. Yes, we are.
You're not in faith if you
take
medicine.
Yes, we are in faith. We are in faith till we get to the point where we don't need that medication anymore. But till then, you know, we continue to do that because the enemy would love to rob our lives and take us out quickly.
Yes.
So just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean onto your understanding. In all thy ways, he will acknowledge.
We walk by faith, not by feelings, not by sight. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. If you came expecting, now just receive in Jesus' name. God chooses who he uses, and he has chosen Pastor Rose and I, our elders. He has chosen Brother Andrew to feed you spiritually so that you can grow up in the things of God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
So God chooses who he uses. You this evening, and first his kingdom,
hallelujah.
We are God-called partners.
Yes, we are.
God-called partners. First his kingdom, we are a mission-oriented church, the little church with a big heart for missions.
Yes.
Our seed is known around the world.
Yes, it is.
And Pastor Rose and I take the opportunity to thank you.
Thank you.
We just thank the Lord every day for the great commission that he's given us. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 12:18, in closing, every member has a part to play.
Yes, we do.
If you're a believer, if you're born again, you've got a part to play in establishing the kingdom of God and ushering in the return of the King.
Yes.
So we bless God, our Father, for your part this evening.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, this evening, in Jesus' name, Pastor Rose and I, we call your people greatly blessed, healed, highly favored, prospering with unexpected blessings from Jesus and man.
Amen.
We declare and we prophesy divine blessings of health, overflowing wealth, and above all things, Father, soul prosperity on each and every one of our members. And in closing, do you have something?
Yes. Can I give a little praise report?
Yes, please.
You know,
please.
Pastor Jesse has been teaching us about what unexpected blessings.
Amen.
And then we are unexpected blessers.
Blessers.
It's not only unexpected blessings, but unexpected blessers. We get to be the unexpected blessers for someone else.
Amen.
We went to lunch Monday, and our bill would have came out to $48. And so I got the bill, and it only came out to $16. I go, $16.
Did they make a mistake?
I go, they make a mistake. And so I go, okay, well, I just signed it. So when I went to the waitress, I go, thank you so much for blessing us. So I gave her an extra blessing. And she goes, I love you guys. You're such a blessing. And I miss you when you don't come in. And I go, God, Lord. You know, we are not asking for unexpected blessings, but we are in that line that we expect unexpected blessings. But we get to be the unexpected blesser, right?
Amen.
When we go.
Yeah.
So rejoice.
Rejoice.
And whatever little thing, you know, like you used to say that sales and commissions are for us as
Amen.
Christian.
Yes.
Wherever you go, wherever you, they bless you, that you save $1, $2, whatever. Yeah. Man, rejoice and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you.
Here's the key. A lot of us are looking for unexpected blessings. But when we look to be an unexpected blesser, that's when God surprises us.
Oh, man, he gives us a lot.
That's when God says, oh, okay, I see. You're going to be a giver, then I'll supply your need.
Amen. So.
Oh, we're so blessed, church. We're so blessed. God is so good.
Thank you for letting me share that blessing. Because I want you to know that we have a great God and a Father that loves us so much. He provides in any way he can.
Yes, yes.
You never know, but he will bring the blessings to you.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Jesus, for our healing service tonight,
yes,
Father.
Father.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you seal these healings in our bodies in Jesus' name. In closing, let me give you 1 Samuel 2:30. And for me as pastor and as a leader of First His Kingdom Family Church, the leader with the power and the authority, just like our Heavenly Father, 1 Samuel 2:30, God says, those who honor me, I will honor, and those that despise me, I will lightly esteem. So this ministry, first, we are valuable to God. We are valuable to God because we support missions. Amen. So just like you, Heavenly Father, those who honor us first as kingdom partners, we will honor. Those that have nothing to do with us, well, we have nothing to do with them. We bless you for your participation tonight. Pastor Rose will be with you tomorrow night.
Amen.
You are healed in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
Amen and
amen. We love you and we miss you.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to seeing you May the 7th.
Sunday, May the 7th at 2 o'clock.
Yes, amen.
At the Baca Center, Round Rock, Sunday, May the 7th at 2 p.m.
Amen. God has some great things for us as children of God.
Yes.
For FHK and whoever wants to come and join us. I say, come and join us.
Come and be blessed.
And
come
and
be blessed.
Let the Word change your life.
Let the Word change.
Because it's the Word, not us. The Word of God will change your life.
We love you. Be blessed. Keep your healing and enjoy the rest of the week.
Amen.
Pastor Rose will be with you tomorrow night.
God bless you.
God bless you. Say good night, Pastor Rose.
Say good night, Pastor Rose.